Caribbean Radio Show. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL, and you're listening to the CRS Radio. So welcome, and today we're looking at, can essential oils help to improve our mental health? So, you know, I like to get right to the point, not to waste time. But I hope you're all well, because we're living in a lockdown and social distancing. And really and truly, we're not really meant to be living like that. It's not really good for our immune system. And it's definitely not really good for our mental health. As you know, we're human beings and we are social creatures. And we actually thrive and survive better when we're in contact face to face with each other. And so in this difficult time, I'm hoping that we can have a look at some essential oils and other strategies we can use to help us to keep our sanity and to basically, you know, keep that balance for our mental health, emotional health as well. So basically what happened is that, I'm hosting from London, and I'm with my host, Dr. F. She's in the background there. So please do call in if you have to call in, and please do call on 661-467-2407. So that's 661-467-2407. It's actually not very easy to define what a mental disorder is, yes? But based on what is said in the alternative medicine by Burton Goldberg, he says it can be expressed as any disturbance in behavior, emotion, or cognition. And, you know, numerous factors can contribute to the onset of mental disorders, including things like social and cultural factors. And I just said, for example, we are social distancing. That could actually be aggravating some people's conditions. And if you're normally fairly stable, it could be bringing it on. So social and cultural factors, age, gender, nutritional deficiencies, allergies, and sensitivities. Even alcohol and drug addictions. And sometimes even when you take prescribed drugs as well from the doctors, that can also bring about an imbalance. And even if a doctor prescribes you drugs for your mental health condition, that very drug itself can also be a problem. But if you know in the past, most mental health disorders were considered either psychological in nature or genetic. So now we have a more broad-based sort of approach to understanding mental health. All these things I mentioned, you know, the social, cultural, and nutritional factors. And that's good, because I think by including these things, we have a better chance of understanding mental disorders and more ways of basically addressing it, not just sitting in a couch with a psychiatrist or psychologist. So what I have here is like a number of things that people will say, or quotations people will say, that have been sort of gathered up. You know, the voice of those who actually struggle with their mental health. And so sometimes they will say things like, my only relief is sleep. When I am asleep, I'm not sad. I'm not angry. I'm not lonely. I am nothing. And that to me, you know, sort of really gives a good idea of how people are feeling, because if you don't struggle with something like this all your life, then it's not always easy to understand what somebody's going through. So to hear somebody's voice telling us these things, sometimes they'll say things like, nothing in this world can torment you as much as your own thoughts. Or, I know what it is like to be afraid of your own mind. I'm not faking being sick. I'm actually faking being well. I really like this one, because it really sort of brings home the idea that, you know, when they say, I'm scared my mental illness will make me unlovable. And that's quite profound, and, you know, it's quite sad as well when you think about it, that, you know, our loved ones and even ourselves can go through these things and we just can't seem to unlock it. One of the quotes was, a head full of darkness, just a longing for something, but unable to explain. So the torture is actually quite real. You can't see it. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of it. And you can't see it, but you can see the, you know, you can't see what they're going through or what we're going through. So I'd like to say that, you know, based on these quotations, it's important to understand that people with mental health conditions deserve just as much support and compassion as people with physical conditions. So when we go through this journey of mental health, it is not a destination, a case of like, yes, I'm well today, that's it. No, it's a process. It's a process. It's not about how you drive. It's about how you drive your life. It's about how you manage your life day by day. Yes? Not just where you're going, but that day by day step. And if we have mental illness, it is not a personal failure. And also, there's no shame in taking medication for mental illness. You just need to do whatever works for you. You might find you need to be taking the medication from the doctor. You might be taking some herbs, and you might be able to sort of, because as I said last week, it has a body of knowledge. But you yourself have knowledge of your own body, and that includes your mind and your emotions. So you're always working in tandem with your health practitioner, your doctor, your GP, to get the best results for yourself. So the essential oils we're looking at today, the first one is ylang ylang, essential oil of ylang ylang. The trees from which the oil is distilled is known as perfume trees. And if you have ever smelled the actual oil, it's quite perfumey. It's very beautiful. However, don't be fooled by the fact that it smells so sweet and lovely. It's a very powerful oil, and it must be properly diluted. Okay, here, hello, caller.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, good evening, how are you? Hello?
Fine, thank you. And any questions? Welcome to the show.
Actually, there's two questions because I'm back home. I live back home in Jamaica now. And almost daily on the radio stations here in Jamaica, there is a public service ad about mental health. And the stigma that's attached to mental health, where the Ministry of Health and Wellness here in Jamaica has been trying to reach out to the population about mental health and how essential it is for us to get rid of the stigma. And I heard you mention a little bit about that. Now, one of the things that we traditionally have here back in Jamaica from I was a boy, not so much these days, but from I was a boy growing up, is things of this nature, like if you have polio or if you have, you know, some type of inflicted disease that don't make you look normal, including mental health. Family members tend to hide you away from the population and try to actually cover you out. And in many cases, what you're doing, what you're actually saying we shouldn't do is exactly what a lot of our families here do, which is isolation and social distancing, even without a virus.
But go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, I was saying, but sometimes, you know, when people have mental health conditions, they themselves sometimes tend to self-isolate, but then they feel lonely again. So it's like a circular problem, you know. The families are doing it. Sometimes if the families aren't doing it, the person that is suffering with it will sometimes self-isolate. But in reality, what they need is to be fully involved in the community and their family lives.
Right, because
how is it going in Jamaica in terms of the ad? And any sort of breakthrough, or people are more aware now? What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of. I'm in the countryside, and there's a lot of clinics. And one of my concerns is that most of the clinics that people go to and stuff, first of all, it's most of the medication that they're giving. And
right.
Almost always what I see is the clinics diagnosing them as schizophrenic.
Okay.
Which,
yeah,
for me, because I had an ex-sister-in-law who I'm going to be quite honest with you. I was the only one that she would allow to take her to the doctor. But that wasn't because I took her to the doctor, but because of how I socially interacted with her during the day that I took her to the doctor.
Yes.
And I think that is kind of lacking here for people to understand it. You just don't shove them into for the medication and stuff like that, but you just need to really understand that bringing them into the social setting, making them, you know, not feel that they're what they are, helps a lot more than taking them to get these darn prescriptions.
Yes. I mean, the person might need the medication to normalize things, but
we definitely need to have that. What you do
the right thing is actually to have that contact, physical and emotional and mental contact, a conversation, and just treating the person and accepting them as they are and just loving them as they are. You know?
Yeah.
That's really important.
I just want to pick her up and say, hey, you want me and you go get some ice cream today, or you want me and you go have some lunch. And, oh, by the way, on the way to lunch, let's just stop by the doctor. Almost always.
Yes.
I get a positive response.
Wonderful, wonderful. But I want to thank you for calling in, and I'm really happy to hear that the government of Jamaica is making that positive step.
Question.
Oh, yes, please.
Can I ask one question? Essential oils. I don't smoke marijuana, and I don't think I'll ever smoke it. But one of the things that impresses me is the odor of that plant, especially when it's budding and the dew hits it. Is there any type of oils that are made just for fragrance alone from the marijuana?
Well, I know the marijuana plant covers a lot of health concerns. It's possible that if it's used in the right way, it could probably bring about some balance and so on. But I'm not too sure. I could actually research that for you. And I put it on the actual website here. So you can check it out.
Great, but I'm not talking about consuming it or, you know, smoking it. What I'm talking about is the plant itself in its natural state, its budding.
Mm.
I love the scent that it gives off, and it doesn't make me high or anything. It just actually is a pleasant fragrance, in my opinion.
Maybe that's all you need to do is just to smell it as it's budding, and that would be enough. Because, you see, essential oils and aromatherapy is based on the interaction between the essence of the plant and the olfactory glands in your nostrils. That's the real healing comes through.
I get that. There's people that live in the areas. I get that. It's just that there's people that live in the areas that can't grow the plants. So what I was wondering is if there's any oils available
I haven't tried to see the oil already. I haven't tried it myself, but I could research it for you and see if there's something, just the perfume of it rather than the actual full, complete.
Right.
I'll research it for you. It's a good question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have a good day.
Yeah,
good work.
Same to you, and thank you. Please keep listening. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your patience. We had some technical difficulties. I do apologize. So you're listening to the CRS Radio and the Caribbean Radio Show. I'm your host, MHL. Pardon me. And I'm looking at the can essential oils help to improve our mental health? Just want to thank the caller for calling earlier. And we're looking at the Ylang Ylang essential oil as a possible herb that can help us to sort of stabilize our health. Now, as I was saying before we got this sort of issue, it was the saying that essential oil can actually have a regulatory action on the heart and a calming effect that can soothe like palpitations that are associated with anxiety and panic. And, you know, so it's a beautiful oil, so, and it smells really good. So, you know, be free to use it in your bath. I think you can use about 5 drops in your bath, but if you're putting it in your massage oil, make sure to keep the dosage low, like 1 to 2 drops to 10 drops in a mixture. So that oil will manage your anxiety if you have any depression, tension, or stress. It's a wonderful oil for that. Now, the psychology of the essential oil of Ylang Ylang, it's excellent for someone who has pushed themselves too hard to work. Sometimes you take on too many commitments and you're sort of losing control, just feeling very, very stressed. And that brings a little tension and anxiety. You might even feel a bit panicky. If you use the Ylang Ylang essential oil, that will really help to sort of regulate your system and bring back the sort of calmness and control that you're looking for in terms of your mental and emotional health. So while Ylang Ylang is actually very good for your mental well-being, as you know, the oils also do other things as well. So some of the other benefits of Ylang Ylang is that it can actually reduce your high blood pressure if you have that. If you have abnormally fast breathing, it's good for dry skin or oily skin because it actually balances the sebum. It's good for acne and other skin conditions. It is said to be a pulmonary and urinary system antiseptic. Because you have to remember that even if somebody is having, mental conditions, they're still human. They're going to have other conditions maybe, because if you're not feeling well, you're sort of staying in bed and all these things, you have other conditions as well. And so this oil will not just balance you mentally and emotionally. It can also do these other things as well. It's actually a sexual stimulant, so it's good for frigidity, and it's therefore known as an aphrodisiac. So I'm looking at 3 oils today, if time permitting, and the second oil we're looking at is a frankincense. Remember, you can call in on 661-467-2407, and I'm your host, MHL, on the Caribbean Radio Show, and we're looking at essential oils and how they can help to improve our mental health. Now, frankincense oil, the essential oil of frankincense, I really quite like it because, even though we know that the issues for mental disorders can be, as stated by the alternative medicine book, things like social, cultural factors, nutrition, allergies, sensitivities, etc. It doesn't actually mention the whole idea of your spirituality. And this is why I like this oil, frankincense. Now, frankincense is of particular importance in helping to manage mental health challenges. Yes, it's not just working on the emotions or any other psychological issues. It's a very highly spiritual oil. And it's very well known to be used in holy spiritual practices. It's a kind of essential oil that will go to a deeper level, both physically and energetically. And the main action of the frankincense is on the nervous system. And our nervous system is actually so important to the proper functioning of our body on every level. And this essential oil of frankincense, it will impart a sort of a calming and uplifting effect. Will also increase your energy, and it's definitely great for anxiety and tension. On a psychological level, frankincense will help you to reprioritize your life and to concentrate on those areas that will bring you greater satisfaction and happiness. So in this fast-paced world, there's so much to do, less time to do it. We can become overwhelmed. We can become burnt up mentally and emotionally. We can end up feeling out of balance. So the essential oil of frankincense will help to reestablish the harmony we need. You don't need to have a breakdown before you use these oils, you know. All of us are feeling some kind of a pressure. If not every day, you know, quite often. If you take the time to use these oils to keep us in balance before we actually get out of balance. And so the herbs that we use, I mean, the frankincense comes from a resin, but it's so important to use these things as a part of our preventative care other than just when there's a crisis. It can be used in a crisis as well, but it's good to sort of make it part of your normal routine. So using the frankincense will help to sort of reawaken our connection to the sacredness of our lives and lead us to a more contemplative and spiritual life. Sometimes we're trying to heal something, and it's only when we get onto a spiritual level that we may get that breakthrough, that healing. Now, as every other oil, frankincense also has other benefits, and I'll just say them for you. We'll talk about that. You can use frankincense to treat skin disorders. It's good for the eyes. It's excellent for hemorrhages. It's said that the 16th century surgeon Ambrose Paré treated the soldiers with frankincense and noted that it stopped the blood flowing out of wounds and helped scar tissue to form quickly. So you see, that is how it heals. It goes right down. Another oil that's quite good at healing deeply is the base oil called comfrey. Comfrey is another deep healer. Sometimes people have operations or cuts or whatever, and you get that deep cut, and the top will heal, and sometimes just below will not be fully closed. And the comfrey, which is known as knit flesh, you go in and knit the flesh together and get that deep healing. And maybe you could probably use this essential oil of frankincense in the base oil of comfrey or another base oil to get that deeper healing that's required. Yes? The frankincense is also good for the respiratory congestion and the catarrhal discharges. It definitely helps you to meditate. It's anti-inflammatory. It's an astringent. Good for the skin tone. Again, if you have scar tissue that's in a bulky, not going away, you can use it to reduce scar tissue and reduce wrinkles and aging. And this is one of the, this frankincense is called the king of oils. It's really wonderful, really, really very, very good. So do, you know, take the time to explore these oils and so on. So while we're here, I just wanted to give mention to one of my dear friends who passed away in 2018. She also had mental challenges, and she was my very good friend, and she passed away because of that, you know, an accident because of the association with the challenges. And just in memory of her, just remembering my friend Althea, and I just have this really short ode to her where I say, Althea, my sister from another mother, of all the beautiful souls that visit this earth, your beauty shone more brightly than any other. A friend to all whom you met, you created a friendship that cannot be ended by even death. Because yours is a friendship so genuine and true, an authentic representation of the amazing you. Sleep in peace, my sister friend. Sleep in heavenly peace until we meet again. It was very hard for me because, you know, this topic about mental health was really a trigger for me, and I found it really difficult to sort of do the research for it. But I remember one day she said to me that, you know, I'm not sure. She said, am I the real me when I'm not on medication, or am I the real me when I'm off the medication? And that really sort of surprised me, because I just didn't have any coherent answer to give her. I just looked at her. I felt quite helpless, didn't know what to do. But I knew in my heart that whatever she was, or where, however she presented herself to me, that I loved her as she was. I didn't want her to be different. I just wanted her to be her whenever I was with her. And I just wish I had told her that, because maybe that could have been something that could have helped her, maybe, I don't know. But so this whole thing about, you know, improving the mental health, and it never occurred to me, even though I had the knowledge, to really sort of say to her, use this oil or that oil. I think I was too busy enjoying myself with her to remember those things. But she seemed quite normal to me when I was with her anyway. So there you have it. So you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio, and you're listening to myself, MHL, and we're looking at how can essential oils help us to improve our mental health. The next oil I want to look at really is actually the lavender oil. And there's actually a song that I wanted to play for you, just to sort of get us to think about the fact that, you know, having done frankincense, that we can actually use these oils to really not just help us physically, but also on a deeper level. So I'm just trying to get this song up for you guys. Give me 1 second, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Here we go. Playing for you now. Lord, give me strength. You enjoy.
Give me faith, oh God, I pray, oh Lord.
Give us strength. And you know, music is also a great healer. So, you know, we get those days when things aren't quite right. Put on that song, you know, and really uplift ourselves. So we're looking at the lavender essential oil. And as you know, it's one of the most popular oils on the market, with a very sort of high safety level. That's alongside with the tea tree oil, because these two oils, you can sort of use them neat, which means you can use them undiluted, with caution and, you know, with proper measurements. But normally you need to dilute your essential oils in a base oil, cold-pressed, organic, unrefined, such as olive oil or sweet almond oil or something. Now, while the essential oil of lavender is well known as a relaxant and good for sleep, just as a disclaimer, really, just to say that sometimes some people will use this oil and feel more wakeful. So just try and see if it works for you or, you know, or not. Now, lavender is a balancing and regulating oil. And when used over a period of time, can really sedate and calm. Although, again, initially, it could be a little bit reviving initially. But use this oil when you're feeling sort of stressed or nervous. Use the lavender to relax. It has the power to relax by calming the cerebrospinal activity. Use it when people are feeling irritable, depressed, feeling like they're having insomnia, hysteria, shock, and any kind of sort of nervous tension. And, I mean, I live in London, and, you know, the sun shines like what? You know, 25 days, 35 days? I don't know how many days it shines, really. But I know it's like it doesn't shine enough for me. So it's easy for me to feel a little bit down sometimes. And so it's a reminder to myself that I can use this oil to keep me feeling uplifted and, you know, just feeling bright. The psychology of lavender. So if you're the kind of person who's quite sensitive and vulnerable, maybe you're easily embarrassed, if you use the essential oil of lavender, it will bring about balance by regulating your emotions, and it will also help you to sort of accept yourself as you are. Yes? Now, the wonderful thing about lavender is that it has another host of wonderful things that I want to share with you. So if you're having that sort of mental instability, or even if you're not, there are other things you can do with the lavender. It is well known for burns and healing the skin. And in fact, it was a case of one of the founding fathers of aromatherapy, burnt his hand in the laboratory and just dipped his hand in the first bowl that was nearby. And it happened to be a bowl with lavender oil. And he put his hand in it, I think it was water or something, put his hand in it, realized it was lavender, and the burn healed really quickly, and there's no scarring. So it's really good for burns and healing the skin. You can use it to treat cystitis, vaginitis, rheumatic conditions. Use it at the first appearance of colds and flus. And because it's so gentle, it can be used during pregnancy. So don't be afraid to use your oils. Use a gentle one, because there's certain gentle oils that you can use on a baby or on yourself if you're pregnant, you know. Chamomile is one such oil as well that you can use, very gentle. Use it to reduce circulatory problems, ease headaches. Use for bruising, frostbite, acne, dermatitis, swelling. It's also good for deterring fleas on your dogs and cats. And if you have moths in your cupboard, whatever, it's good for that as well. It's good for all types of neuralgia, shingles, sciatica, muscular pains. If your child has an earache, you know, you just take a bit and massage around the ear and right by the pocket there at the base of the ear there. It's good for high blood pressure, palpitations. You can inhale it if you're feeling faint or shock, if you're having a spasmodic cough. So basically, it's for flus as well, bronchitis, pneumonia, good for colic, flatulence, urinary system, genitals. We'll have to treat cystitis, leukorrhea, thrush, and other genital infections. We'll have to soothe menstrual cramps. This lavender oil is seen as a panacea. It's a really big oil, and I'm really happy that most people are now used to it and know how to use it. So it's good for all these things. It really covers a lot of things that help to balance and heal our body. This is really sort of a mind, body, soul healing going on here. So you can definitely use it for your wounds, your ulcers, sores, abrasions, stings, eczema, acne, rosacea, psoriasis, and scarring. So those are the three main oils that we're looking at today, the ylang ylang, the frankincense, and the lavender. It doesn't mean you can't research and find other oils that might be more appropriate for your needs. So learn to experiment and do so safely. Now, what kinds of foods are good for the brain? Because we want to help the mental health. We have the essential oils, and it's good to look at other things that can also help us. One of the nuts I like to recommend is walnut. If you look at the walnut, it looks like a brain, doesn't it? And that is why you can, you know, nature is very kind to us. Our creator created things to help us. If you think about our forefathers who didn't have all these sort of things, you know, the internet and Google and so on. They had to go out in the forest or the landscape and look for these herbs and so on, and they make the association of what the thing will do to help the body. So something like eye bright, that looks like a bright eye, it's good for your eyes. Likewise, the walnut looks like a brain, it's good for your brain. So, you know, you're consuming walnuts and using it, you know, crush it, put it in your food and your porridge or whatever. Now, you know, food affects our moods. Remember I said at the beginning that sometimes you can have food allergies, sensitivities. It's not just always genetics and the psychology. Many other things affect us. How are we relating to our family? The gentleman called in and said, you know, how are you related to the lady? Makes her comfortable and makes her happy and more balanced. We need each other. So foods affect our moods. So you could be choosing things like your dark green leafy vegetables, callaloo, spinach, kale, collard greens, eating more whole foods. And that whole food helps to produce more serotonin. And I think most of you know that serotonin is the feel-good hormone. Eat your berries, so your strawberries, your raspberries, your blackberries. Have those berries. For those who like to eat meat or whatever, there's a fish, oily fish. You can find the DHA, which is an omega-3 fatty acid, in the oily fish. And that would help to bring about your optimal brain health as well. So you can be having your things like your salmon, trout, and prawns. Don't forget your live yogurt. Your live yogurt will have in the bifidus and the acidophilus bacteria. That would basically help to, you know, because, you know, our health really begins in our gut. You know, if we want to heal ourselves from many, many things, we need to basically look at the gut health. So when they're getting your prebiotics and your probiotics. Sometimes, if necessary, go out and get the actual tablet, or if you can't get the yogurt, you get the tablets as well. And why not try something like the goat's milk or goat's milk yogurt? Switch out of cow's milk and so on. The goat's milk and so on is a better milk, a better yogurt for you. But the constituent parts of that particular milk is more digestible for human beings. If you think about a baby cow or a calf, look how big it is. If you look at a baby goat, they're about the same size as a human baby. So you can tell right away they may be a bit more digestible and better for our gut health. Drink healthy water. Oh, you need to also actually, you know, eat your beans. I was just saying, did you know that beans is at once the top choice for happy, healthy brain? In Jamaica, we eat our rice and peas every Sunday, alongside other wonderful foods. And it's funny how we take things for granted, but we were actually nourishing ourselves. We had the sunshine, you know, the lovely sunshine. We're eating the beans on a Sunday, and the week started off happy and healthy and so on, you know. Really good for the brain health, having your beans. Drink healthy water. Use your Himalayan salt. A lot of people like to avoid salt. Well, we're not talking about the actual table salt, the white salt. We're talking about Himalayan salt that has about 82 minerals in it. The body needs minerals. Take your salt. Use good quality supplements. Don't always go and buy the cheapest ones. Buy good quality live supplements. If you live in a country like I do, where it's normally overcast and so on, take your vitamin D3, but it's best to take your vitamins under the guidance of your doctor. So what you need to do is go to your doctor, ask for a blood test, and they determine if you're deficient or not. But most people that I know that live in this country who have a dark complexion, we tend to be deficient. So they will prescribe it for you, and you can get your D3 or in the health food store. And if you have sun or the sun comes out, go out and get some sun, because that again is a happy hormone. If you tend to be feeling down and you stay away and stay locked in, you're missing out on the vital happy hormone as well. Try to cook with unrefined coconut oil. that has a very high smoke point. That means that you will be losing the nutrients when you cook with it. Another high smoke point oil is, I think, palm oil as well you could use. And get your good quality butter, not margarine butter. I have a friend whose family member is always looking for mayonnaise, eating the mayonnaise. And I said to her, she's looking for the nutrients that's not there in her normal meal. She needs the extra fat in her body. I said, go out and get her the fat, get her the real good butter that will be good for her brain, alongside the coconut oil. And you can also begin to reduce some things, and reduce your intake of omega-6 foods, increase omega-3s, reduce the use of white refined sugar, and reduce the intake of refined carbohydrates as well. So eat your carbohydrates, the whole foods, eat your plantains, your yams, your cassavas, and so on. Now, as someone who has done aromatherapy and reflexology, I like to recommend that you also think about having a reflexology massage on your feet or your hands. And as you know, all the nerve endings, all the nerves in your body end in your feet and your hands. And by massaging those points, it not only brings about relaxation and so on, a good therapist will also be able to massage your feet or hands and sort of use reflexology as a diagnostic tool to say, oh, this happened in your past, you're going through this now, and what is this? It seems like something is coming on. Let us try and address these issues before it gets out of hand. So, you know, we want to make sure that we know how to use these oils as well. We could actually, the ylang ylang, frankincense, and the lavender, you could mix it like this. Again, if you have 3 tablespoons of a cold-pressed, unrefined base oil, and then you put 10 drops in those in that 15 mils or the 3 tablespoons. And you could put 5 drops of lavender, maybe 3 drops of frankincense, and 2 drops of ylang ylang. It's okay to use more base oil as well. It could make it a bit more diluted, because I don't want you to think that more essential oil is better. Sometimes less is better. In fact, sometimes definitely less is better. So if you want to put, you know, 6 tablespoons of the base oil, or even 9, doesn't matter, and it will work more subtly on the body. Because some people are quite gentle, and they can't take too much of the oils, too powerful for them, so go for less. And that way, you know, you can be on the safe path. So you can mix it like that, and you can do your own self-massage, making sure you avoid the eye area and the mouth and the mucosa and so on. You can also put the oils, as I said before, in a spray bottle with water. Give it a really vigorous shake and spray your house or your apartment or wherever. Spray the place. Not only will it sort of dampen down any microbes floating around, but when you have that oil floating, you inhale it, it's very healing. Yeah, there's other ways of healing. If you can't really put it on your skin, spray it around. It will uplift you, make you feel better. If you're having a bath, put it in your bath. But be careful, because some oils are not good for the bath. Just be sure you know that some oils will just burn you and hurt you. But you can definitely use these oils in the bath. And some people like to put it in their burner as well. They're just burning through the house and giving off the wonderful aroma. And that's also quite healing and quite uplifting. I know I don't have much time left, but you're listening to MHL on the Caribbean Radio Show on the CRS Radio. The number is 661-467-2407. In the last few minutes, I wanted to just bring up the fact that it's important to have positive affirmations to help you, because what we think begins to change the energy of our lives and affects us, you know, physically and so on. And the affirmations I chose are the promises of God from the Bible that will help you to get that sort of mentality to uplift yourself. Remember what we speak, yeah? The power of life and death is in our tongue. What is our self-talk? So our Creator is always concerned for our well-being, gave us the wonderful herbs of the field, the sunshine, and we have the beautiful verses from the Bible that can help us. And here are a few of them. We have from Jeremiah 29:11. This is what God is saying to us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Many times when we have mental challenges, we feel hopeless. We feel as though there's no breakthrough, but that is not true. Before you came on this earth, God had a plan for all of us. Yes, plan for well-being, okay? Not for evil. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on the wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oftentimes, you know, even myself, when I feel a bit low and down, it's not just affecting my mental capacity. It makes me physically feel like, oh, I just can't be bothered to get out of bed. And if I have to remember that my strength is renewed, I'm meant to mount up with wings like eagles, that I shall run and not be weary, I'll walk and not be faint. And another thing about walking as well, you know, when you think about your emotions, the word motion is in emotions. So when you move, when you walk, you run, you know, it changes your emotions. In fact, there's a scheme, right? There's like a program whereby over here your doctor will recommend that you join a walking group. So for my friend in Jamaica that just called, it's not always about giving medication. The doctors over here recognize that walking regularly, preferably in a group with other like-minded people and so on, or of different age groups. I used to belong to a walking group as well. We had all different ages and then different sort of levels of walking and so on. And it made a huge difference. It's very transformative, you know. So you can recommend walking. And here it says here in Isaiah 40, you shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. If you can't walk properly, as somebody says, if you can't walk good, walk bad. Walk and limp. Drag yourself. Move yourself. John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Is that amazing? So, you know, when you have peace of mind, what can't you not do? Because now you're peaceful, you're balanced, and we're told that this world is full of tribulations, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about the tribulation, because Christ has already overcome the world, and because there's a peace in Christ, okay? So use your affirmations, or you can even create your own affirmations. You don't want to use the ones in the Bible, which are the positive promises of God. Create your own positive affirmations. And finally, last one, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that wonderful? That's, you know, if we are self-isolating and we are locked away from family and friends and so on, that you're never alone, that the Lord our God is always with us. So in the last 4 minutes or so, I just want to say thank you for listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. We were discussing the essential oils of ylang ylang, frankincense, and lavender. There's a whole other host of oils there that are really quite uplifting that we can use to help ourselves to feel better, to feel more emotionally and mentally balanced. If you have to take your medication, take your medication. There's no shame in the game. You do what you need to do to make sure you get to that next place. And it's not, you know, a destination. It's a journey. It's a journey day by day that we all have to take. Even if we're not actually diagnosed with this or that, all of us have a duty to care for our own mental health, emotional health, and to help somebody else as well. No man is an island. No man stands alone. That's how we're going to do it. Can we, I'm going to send you off with Lord Give Me Strength again to end this wonderful program. It's really nice being here. And hopefully I'll see you again. We'll talk again in 2 weeks' time. Somebody mentioned to me looking at dementia, Alzheimer's, and so on, along the same sort of lines, etc. So we'll see what we'll do. And thank you so much. And Lord, give us strength to face another day. Here we go.
Give me faith, soldier, I pray.